Welcome to the show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Welcome to the show. It's so scary. Oh my, there's so many. I'm looking at pictures and maps and stuff.
He's looking at pictures of Sinbad.
Oh, he's in that movie.
What's the prank called premise of tonight? What's the word in the dictionary?
Wasabi? Is that the dictionary word?
Today's dictionary word is obtuse.
Oh, Jesus.
Sushi Shack. For normal kitchen hours, press 0. Get in touch with our event coordinator for catering, platters, and food truck services, press 1. To make a to-go order, go online to sushishacks.com or press 2.
Oh, I guess 1. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, what's happening? Oh, God damn it. Oh, we're live. Whoopee, live.
Geeked up playing Xbox all day.
Oh, I got the cyanocobalamin going through my veins.
Whoa, you taking? What are you taking?
Cyanocobalamin. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The person at extension.
Oh, it's got cyanocobalamin in it. Oh, jeez. Welcome. I'm hiccuping. Welcome to the show. I get the hiccups. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopee. I'm your host, Whoopee, with my co-host.
Join the mumble, Scrug. What the fuck are you talking about? It's my turn, you bitch.
Oh, there wasn't even a call, though.
Yeah, no, it's
still my turn.
It's still Whoopi's turn.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, Roz.
Welcome to the show.
This is why you mute everyone who's not a co-host until the second half of the show.
Oh, my God. It's all chaos. It's chaos in the studio. James is looking at me with a scowl on his face with a fingerboard in the hand. The dial's not being turned right. It's all virtual. And I'm excited, and I got cyanocobalamin in my body. They better pick up their phone.
Hi,
it's not cooked.
Hello?
Hi, I got it, and it's not cooked.
Just one?
It's like a sushi. It's a sushi.
That's a Ginza sushi, yeah. Restaurant.
Yeah, it's. I thought it would be like warmer or something. It's like cold.
No.
I got it. I never had this stuff before. My wife's like, you got to try it. And hundreds of dollars or something is what she said I should do. But I just spent like a normal amount.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's kind of like personally, like $15 per person, though, yeah?
Yeah. Something, and then I thought, is it like safe though? Do I have to cook it at home here?
Go one more, strike three.
Oh,
get strike three.
I still have the music going. Wait, is she still there? Ma'am, I'm. Oh, okay. She went away. The music's still going. I haven't paused it at all. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopee. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey for tonight. Whoopee with my Rogue Server file jockey co-host, Mr. Join the Mumble, Scrug.
That's what James stands for.
Yeah.
Join the Mumble. J-A-M-E. Join the Mumble.
Yep.
Join the Mumble at Rogue Server, mumble.rogueserver.com. All you need to do is point your Mumble client at it there, and you're off to the races. If you don't know how to get a Mumble client, then Lord save you.
Join the Mumble. mumble, join the mumble, join the mumble, join the mumble.
So is, are you going again to strike three?
Yeah.
Okay, strike three.
Wait, why am I calling Sushi still? Sushi.
Good evening, we're new telephone, I'm happy.
Hello? How do I, is it like, how do we do it here?
Pardon?
Is, hot fish?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
Hi, do you do a, like a hot fish down there?
Hot fish?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like a, you know, heated up, you know, like a stove? no. Oh, Jesus Christ. It sounds so serious and somber in here without bed music. This is the part of the show where it gets very, very serious. Oh, where's the bed music? Where's the bed music? Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait, James, do you want to talk to Sushi?
I'll talk to Sushi.
Okay. Oh, we have bed music.
Good.
Okay. Wait, it needs to start up again. Where's the bed music? I was really enjoying it.
Thank you for calling Sushi Shack. For normal kitchen hours,
I think I called this place already. Be oh, like, my God.
Sushi's probably not going to be a good idea Hotel? For me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't. If they're going to answer, I'll talk to them, but I'm just saying I'm probably going to suck at this call.
So somber in here without. Okay, I can work with this. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy.
We're going back to our roots.
Going back to our roots on this one. GoB2K25 up in this bitch. I already called him. Okay. Jesus Christ. I just keep saying Jesus Christ, and that's not helping me at all.
Would you call it 20 quarter?
20 quarter?
Yeah, 2025.
Oh, yeah. 20 quarter up in this 20 biznatch. Quarter. It's 11, not 11, it's 7:49 and 30 seconds post-meridian Eastern.
It's 7:09,
20 and a quarter.
Yoitomo.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Who am I speaking with again?
This is London.
London?
Yes.
Oh, is this like an international call?
No, this is just Yoitomo Sushi.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So I came down there a little while. I got an order. I got a couple sushi rolls. And I just, they were fantastic. But the rice was cooked. Is the rice supposed to be cooked?
What do you mean?
Well, like, everything was great. The fish was delicious, but, like, sushi rolls, they got, like, the rice was, like, cooked.
I mean, we, like, make the rice with, like, the vinegar and water, like, how you normally would make rice, like, sticky rice.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of weird to me. I'm used to the rice not being cooked.
So you're used to the rice just being, like, hard?
Yeah, generally speaking, because you soften it up in your mouth. You kind of, you taste it in the palate, and it, yeah.
Okay, is there anything else I could help you with?
Some homework.
Okay, you have a very nice night. Thank you.
You too, thanks. Sorry.
homework. That's a good one.
Well, the homework was, yeah, I don't know. It just came to me and it was really funny and I couldn't get it out without laughing. That's a problem.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait, is it Rosin?
Yeah. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, if you want to.
Alright.
Come on, pick up, goddammit. What do I have all day?
Pick up the goddamn machine.
This is serious.
Welcome to the messaging service. The person you're calling is not available.
Is this the British?
Leave a message after the tone. When you've finished recording, please hang up or press hash for more options.
Ah! It's still alive! Oh my god, it's bubbling at me! Oh, Jesus Christ! I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I didn't know they had a hash on.
Yeah, they got hash over there, man. He said they're open. That's bullshit. That's bullshit and lies. Nothing but a bunch of liars over there. This one has 3/8 at the end. Oh. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. That's rogueserver.com/wappy. It's Wappy Wasabi every December 9th, 20 and a quarter. Yeah. Oh, it's still your turn.
Hello?
Hello, Sushiko Nottingham, how may I help you?
Hi, how are you doing? I had a couple of concerns. I'm getting this kind of pasty substance get added on to... I got a pasty substance that got, like, added on to my meal. And what is this stuff? Is this like wasabi?
So which meal?
Huh?
Sir, can you repeat your question? Sorry, I don't hear you.
I got a green substance from your place, a business, and I think it's spicy. You know what spicy is?
Sir, we have a spicy one. Is a spicy mayo?
Man, that shit's spicy. I don't know why you guys are selling this. It's really spicy. It's like burning my tongue. It's burning my tongue. My tongue is on fire. Tongue is on fire. What do you do about it?
Sir, really sorry.
Do you drink milk? Yeah, milk. I need milk.
No, we don't
have milk. I got shit to do. Okay, I'm going to eat some ice cream. Make sure it goes... How about ice cream? Will it go down if I eat ice cream?
Yeah, sir.
You're not really helping me out here. I'm trying to ask a valid question, but you're over here giving me the rundown.
Sir, we have asked only spicy mayo. It's not with milk.
It's really spicy, ma'am. Like, I'm going to have to go take a doo-doo later, and that's going to be really, really spicy, so...
Can I give you some drink?
What is it? What do you want to give me?
Some drinks, like... You place order online or by store?
By store. I came and picked it up. It was a very nice lady.
Okay.
Are you the nice lady? Do you know Gandu? Do you know Gandu?
You're going to jail.
Hey, she wasn't just like... Just saying, man.
Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We're live. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Live.
Who's going? Who's going? Is it me? Am I going?
James Scrub.
Oh, it's got to be me.
Wolfie's turn.
I don't have any ideas for sushi. I don't think they're going to pick up either. Hey, you never know, though. Oh, I want to explore more themes. Themes that went unexplored on the Spun Day. Well, they were explored. I just want to do more. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. You are listening live.
Hello. Welcome to Mason Fifth. Please press 1 for all booking inquiries, including for Meadow, our creative workspace, and Sabrosa, our recording studio, 2 for Canal restaurant bookings, 3 to speak to our team at Westbourne Park, 4 for the Primrose Hill team, 5 for the Bermondsey team, and 6 for anything else. Thank you.
I don't know what this is.
Thanks for calling Mason and Fifth. Our support office is closed right now, but please call back between 8:30 a.m.
Boo!
And 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
Boo! 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 I'm going to call again. See what further options there are.
Hello, welcome to Mason and Fifth. Please press 1 for all booking inquiries, including for Meadow, our creative. Thanks for calling Mason and Fifth. Our support office is closed.
That's to be expected. Let's get out of this country. Let's go to another country. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy, your rogue server file jockey, with my co-host, Mr. James Scrug, the original Scruggalo.
I think I might be the only Scruggalo.
What up, not Scruggalos? Oh, that's
where
aggressive.
Where are the Scruggalos at?
Yeah. Scruggular Scrug.
Kick a blinker right now.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Still my turn. Oh, jeez.
I have to turn the pen on. Take a blinker.
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. If you know the room or extension number, please enter it now. To reach the restaurant, please... You are being transferred to 111.
Join the mumble and hear everything. Hello?
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel.
Oh.
If you know the room or extension number, please enter it now.
I'm going to be honest. They sound like they do a lot of fucking in that hotel.
You are being transferred to 1, 2. I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Oh. Oh. No. Maybe we'll try a couple times here. Why does it take so long to, like... It's automated.
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. If you know the room or extension number, please enter it
How
now.
How are these rooms situated?
To reach the restaurant, please enter 139. To reach the bar, please enter 138. For the front desk or to make a reservation, please press 0. Have a great day.
You are being transferred to 113. That extension is not valid. Please try again.
I'll just talk to the front desk then.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Compagnon, bonsoir.
Hi, you have hot fish?
Sorry, yes, we do have breakfast.
Hot fish?
Fish. I don't understand, sorry.
Fish, like a hot fish. Like a
hot
fish? Yeah.
It's for a menu. You want to ask to the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to the restaurant.
Sweet. I'm confused. Restaurant. Come on, pick up. Oh, come on. Man, they don't pick up. Hello?
Hello? The restaurant doesn't answer. They are so busy.
Oh, is there anybody... How are the rooms situated? Is it like 1-2 or like 1-12 or something?
You're on what room?
I'm trying to like get to a room on the telephone. I'm not sure if you guys are like 100s or like in the 10s or something. Like if I had, like, is it like room 8? Or is it like room 108?
Sorry, madam. I am so confused. I don't understand. Was asking for fish, right?
Yeah, hot fish. And now I want to know like how the, is it like, what's like, is it like room 108 or is it like room 8 I would be trying to reach?
I don't understand.
Like, you know how you get rooms up there?
I'm so sorry.
I am
really sorry. I don't understand.
You know how you guys have rooms up there that you like rent and it's got the bed and everything and you sleep in it?
You want a room?
How are they? I'm just curious, like, how the numbers go.
Which numbers?
The room number.
This is front desk. This is companion front desk.
Yeah. But how are the room numbers if I want to call my friend?
Who's your friend?
Jacoby. That's his online handle.
Jacoby?
That's my online handle. Yeah.
Do you know his room number or not?
Would it be like room 108 or is it like room 8?
There is no room 8 in the companion.
So it's 108?
No.
So it's 18 then.
I don't have any Jacoby on my file too.
That's my name. I'm
Jacoby. You're Jacoby?
Yeah, I'm Jacoby. Hi.
Okay, you want to book a room for tonight?
I want to call a room. I'd call room 18.
There is no room 18 in the hotel.
Is it room A then? Do I call room A?
What's your friend's name?
Their online handle is James.
James, what's his last name?
Scrug.
Sorry?
Scrug.
Okay, James Scrub. Let me check if I have someone under his name.
Would he be like James in room 11?
There is no room 11 in the companion.
How do the rooms work then? Like if I got a room, would it be like what? Like room 1? Or would it be like room 101?
My number starts... Okay, my room starts with 112, 115, until 300.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, madam.
I love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I get the information. Do I call back? Do I try to call a room there now that I have the information, or do I just sleep on it? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to let James have a turn.
I was muted. I'm sorry, everybody. I was saying that you should do it.
Oh,
call a room.
Call a room there?
I'll call a room.
I'm gonna do hot fish. Hot fish is fun.
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. You are being transferred to 115. Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. If you know the room or expect to know, you are being transferred to 117.
117.
Master Chief.
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. If you know the room or... You are being transferred to 119.
Try one more.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Companion Hotel Motel. If you know the room, you are being transferred to 118.
Assuming we don't get anybody. What room is this one? 118?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to pick up, though.
No, I don't think so.
Companion Hotel Motel.
Hi, okay. Well, it is your turn, so...
Yeah,
Let me try to get a room.
I mean, anywhere, whatever you want to do. Okay. Is it the same...
Oh, no, I'm calling
the same. All right, yeah, go for it.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how can I help you?
I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
You can't smell the weed coming from my room, right? Like, it doesn't smell like weed in your room, right?
Okay. What is the address where you live at?
7.
Yeah, go ahead.
7. So
can you repeat, smell it?
7?
Yeah, where 7?
7.
What is the street? What is the street address?
I'm at 7. I'm 7 on 7.
Okay. What is the street name?
Japan 4. With the Cheshire. It's 7 lane on the Cheshire.
Okay, sir, I cannot understand you.
A sandwich?
What number did you...
I was smoking a sandwich. Hitting a fat ham sandwich, slamming the Benjamin, but it was a Deems. It was the Deems. It wasn't the tea. You know, it was the Deems.
Okay.
So
What number did you dial?
It doesn't smell over there. 7.
Are you in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Tonsilvania.
Oh, you hung up.
Oh. Oh, no.
Where's Wasted?
Where's Wasted?
Wasted's busy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Did you say Tonsilvania?
Yeah, I did.
Tonsilvania.
And then I got really, this is a problem when I think of something actually kind of funny. I was going to follow that up with, it was Hulk Hogan's, optometry or whatever, not optometry, but, orthodontics, yeah. Hulk Hogan's orthodontics, business.
That's pretty sweet.
The orthodontist's office. The Hulk Hogan school.
Okay, it took me a minute. I got it. That's funny.
Yeah. Who's next?
Your mom.
Super 8.
Okay, Super 8. Goddamn Super 8. Hey, Liz, fuck you, Super 8, guys. I had Tiff.
No, no, not yet.
Super 8, the home of the Hearst Lumberjacks hockey team. If you know the room number, you can dial it at any time. To reach the front desk...
See, the cursed lumberjacks would like Tonsilmania. They'd like that a lot.
112.
Lumberjack.
Well.
Lumberjack hockey team.
What?
Nothing. Oh yeah, Alaska's got his toddler removed.
We are.
R.I.P. Alaska.
This place has the same music as the other one. It's weird.
Man, do you think they're the both same company?
I don't have my tonsils.
I have my tonsils still.
I don't have my tonsils.
Anyone else got their appendix? Anyone else got their appendix?
So big they. I could click them together.
I don't got my appendix for shit.
My appendix 7 inches long.
Nice.
Nice.
Ew.
Pick up. Come on, pick up. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. That one Travis Scott song.
All right, well, try the front desk here. Unless you want to try another room.
No, let's try the front desk.
Front desk, okay.
Front desk.
Come on, pick up. Yeah, damn it.
Pick up the phone.
Thank you for calling Super 8, the home of the Hearst Lumberjacks hockey team. If you know the room number, you may dial it at any time. To reach the front desk or to make a reservation, please press 0. If you would like to leave a
You gotta listen to the lady, or else you don't know if it's the right phone.
Maybe.
You are being transferred to... the operator.
I have all my organs.
Hello, ma'am.
Can I help you?
Hi, how are
Hello.
You doing? Hi.
Doing good.
Yeah, I think there's someone in my room. They're causing a disturbance, but we're kind of partying it up in here. Do you guys have towels?
Do you need a room?
I need a towel. You have towel. I need a big towel.
You need a towel?
Yeah, I need a towel.
Room number? Yeah. The room number?
Hey, do you know where Wasted is? You know where Wasted is? He's supposed to be on, but where there's another guy on. Do you know what's happening? I can have my brother / cousin have get on the line and explain to you what's going on.
Hi.
Hey, cousin.
Me.
Wasted's at your mom's house.
Hello. Hello,
hi, Wasted's
here?
At... Yeah, I was just telling that guy, Wasted's at your mom's house, but I don't know what he was talking about, but I got chuffed when I was out back.
Hey, there's a fucking... There's a metal thing
Hello.
Just waving around. Hi!
Where's the towels? They need a big towel.
Hey, we need big towels. You got big towels?
Oh, she hung up. I'm sorry if I couldn't help it. It's just so tempting because it just does that. I like that. But do you wanna call another place where I won't press the button?
Yeah.
Rosin. Hi. Hi.
Oh, Villa Inn. Oh, no, we can't call Villa Inn.
Sounds like a convincing place.
Wait, I have to call Villa Inn. I have to make this phone call.
Alright.
I'm sorry, I just have to.
No, it's fine.
The Villa Gorilla.
I'm glad you guys get it. Get why I have to call the Villa Inn.
Dumb bitch bartender.
Pick up. Come on.
Good evening, Vernon Sweetbone.
Hey, guys, what's going on down there with y'all?
Pardon?
I'm calling from Junior. You guys, a bunch of, you know, like, what are you guys doing?
At the villa?
A villain?
Yeah.
You guys bad or something down there? You guys a bunch of villains down there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys are villains down there, is what I'm saying. Because I get, you know, like, it's not nothing here at where I'm at is working anymore.
Are you looking for a room or what?
Well, I'm what you call a bad guy. But you're like
you're a bad guy.
You're taking my name from me. I'm a real villain. You're a fake villain.
Okay.
Well. How are you going to resolve it? Change your name or else? I don't know. Like, because I'm the real villain.
We've had this name for a very, very long time.
Yeah, but I reside in villas.
We're nicer.
Oh, I'm not a good person. Change your name to Flytick. Hey, I'm a villain. I have villainous deeds. I can, you know, like a villain.
No,
I'm a villain. Like a nemesis or an enemy. Are we enemies now?
I don't think so.
I'm a villain.
Well, then that's your problem. We're not.
Well, you're the Villa Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the real villain. You're the fake one.
No.
It's no, because I'm the real villain. You know, like in the movies where they get the antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that.
There's always one, anyway.
Oh, I'm the antagonist, villain.
Yep.
Like that? Like villain?
I know what you mean.
And you're the Villa Inn.
Yep, we're the Villa Inn.
I don't know how we're going to resolve this.
I don't know.
Well.
It'll end up in a draw.
Flytick. You're a Flytick now. Is this the Flytick?
No.
Oh, I'm a villain.
Okay, you're a villain, then we're a sure stay.
You're the fly tick.
You need a room?
Oh no, I just, you know, because you guys are I'm the villain, and you guys are the fly tick, and we're enemies now.
Okay, we're enemies.
All right, and how do we have to sign it on it?
Nah.
I could come down from the junior, and I could just, you know, get the paper, and we can officially, we'll have a witness, and he'll be able to verify.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
And
okay.
Here's my witness. Witness, speak now or. Do you hear what he said?
No.
I'm the witness, motherfucker.
Oh, hey. You can't say that word.
I'm sorry, mother, father.
I'm the villain. Hey, you guys are the fly tick. And now we're enemies now. It's official. Oh, yeah.
You need to rent a room?
Oh, no.
Is that what it is?
I come down there. We'll sign the paper. We got the witness. He said his piece.
Hey, I'm the witness here, and it's about to happen. We need it immediately.
Officiated.
ASAP. You know, like ASAP.
Like villain
as soon
style.
As possible.
Oh, villain style. Villain style.
Like an antagonist,
Witness.
Rawr. 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 Rawr.
Thank you.
Rawr.
Thank you. I have to come down there now. I'll be down in just a little bit and we can discuss this further. Thank you.
Okay.
I love you. Enemy style. Is that an actual chain? That might be a chain. I don't know. That's a pretty good name. It's a pretty good name. Oh my god, there's multiple villa inns.
Was that you, Whoopi, or was that Rosin doing the other? Ah!
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was Hootis.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's making me uncomfortable.
You're being a real motherfucker right now.
That's the best angry noise ever. All right, who wants to talk to a villain?
Villain?
Yeah, Villa Inn.
It's Rosin still.
Oh, right, Rosin.
Raisin.
Raisin, bless you. Excuse me.
Villa Inn. Oh, that wife again.
I want to check in the Villa Inn. I want to check in the Villa Inn. How can I check in? I hear it's for the villains.
You just come in office.
I come. I come in now. Is this the Villa Inn? I'm a villain.
Now.
Came in your office.
Now.
Hey, my cat's making obnoxious noises. That was good.
Oh.
No.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey for this evening. Whoppy. Whoppy is wasabi every December 9th. 20 and a quarter. 8:27:35 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And we're live. We're live. We're live. We're live. Oh, villain, villain, villain. There's not that many villa inns throughout the country, unfortunately. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I keep on trucking. It feels like
I'm alive.
I'm alive. Like that. There's getting animated in the studio. Animated. Animated. Wait, whose turn is it? We're calling Villa Inn Hotel Motel.
Yes.
Oh, Las Vegas. Wait, this is. Wait, is it me or?
Yes.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Maybe Jane wants to talk to Villa Inn, though.
Yes. Yes.
This is just what? A chain called Villa Inn?
There's multiple hotels called Villa Inn.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
I don't have a good message for them.
Me neither.
Oh, where's
Why
the
does Junior Rat need to get oiled? He keeps squeaking.
Ooh, loud. Oh. Okay, that's an 800 number. That's not real.
By Catalyst Haiku.
Okay, there's a lot of them here. Pick up.
Hello, Villa.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, I'm here in my room and I found the ham sandwich.
Huh?
I found the ham sandwich in my room.
What room?
Oh, my room. The room.
Huh? What room number?
The room that I'm in. So I found a ham sandwich. It looks pretty good.
I don't know. What room? I don't know. I don't know. What room are you talking about?
Seven.
Huh?
Seven?
What room you call me?
Can I talk to them? I'll let them know about the sandwich.
What room you call me?
Who's
Sorry.
Calling you? I'll talk to them.
Oh, I don't know. We line motor.
Yeah, but I'll talk to them. Did he hang up?
Oh.
What a dickhead.
Oh, it looks like he did.
All right, let me do another one, because that was, like, not really a call, but I was having a little
That was rude.
Do you want to speak to another Villa Inn?
Yeah, I don't care. I feel like you have a bunch of Villa Inns. A whole gang of Villa Inns.
There should be a lot in the country and abroad.
Yeah, we should have more Villa Inns in the world.
Evil.
A lot more
Villa Inns. It's not. Okay, that's the one we just called. There doesn't seem to be that many in the country. Oh, we got a voicemail from somebody. I'm too scared. I'm way too scared. Play it live on the air.
Sneak through this mission while doing this.
Can I do an instant speaking? How can I help you?
Hey, I was up here in my room and I found a ham sandwich.
Sorry?
I found a ham sandwich in my room and I was just wondering if it was like okay to eat or what's going on with that.
Was it left in the fridge?
It was left on top of the fridge.
I'm so sorry. That should not be there. That was probably left by a previous guest.
Yeah.
Which room are you staying in?
Seven, I think.
Are you staying at the Gaia or the Villa Inn?
The Villa Inn.
You said room seven?
I'm thinking it's seven.
We only have five rooms there. Do you know the name of the room? Because
I ate one of the sandwich, and I kind of feel like Like, have you ever eaten mushrooms?
We don't have sandwiches there, sir. Yeah. So that wouldn't have been.
Have you ever really pondered the thread and fabric of our existence?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you ever break it down existentially and really look at what a microcosm life is?
Yep, sometimes.
Yeah, I think there might have been mushrooms in that sandwich.
Oh, man. Where'd you get that sandwich?
In the room.
We don't have sandwiches in the room.
It was on top of this. It was on top of the thing.
Are you in the Capri room?
Are you a different person? Did you just change? Is this like a metamorphosis?
Yeah. No.
Wait. Can I get your
name? James.
Can I get your name?
It's James.
What's
your
name?
It's one singular James. James. James with an E. James.
What's your last name?
Scrug. Scrug.
Check to see what room you're in. I am.
Scrug.
We're checking to see what room you're in.
James.
We don't have a person named Dylan. Were you at the pool?
What pool? Y'all have a pool? I didn't even know nothing about that. That's crazy. That sounds... I should go there. I'm going to go there. I should go there. I should go to the pool because then I can hang out. I can dip my toes in the water. Is it cold outside?
Yeah. It's not that
cold. I'll wear fuzzy socks.
Okay.
I put them in the water. I got my fuzzy socks.
All right, can we put you on hold? We got another
why?
Call.
Why?
Hold one moment.
Why? Why? Why?
She's snitching.
Oh, absolutely.
She wants some of your mushroom sandwich.
No, she thinks it's...
Hey, lady, quit snitching on my friend here. Room.
We're muted to her. Now he can confess
hey,
the secret.
I don't know. I feel like...
Oh, she hung
yeah,
up.
Secret,
like,
secret.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do
I
we take
like
a...
We should probably, yeah.
Do we take a break?
My mushroom
abort.
Is 7 inches.
Abort.
All right, she's
seven
gone.
And a half inches.
Abort.
Do we take a break?
Hey, what time is it?
It's 8:36.
Is it break time? It's break time, everybody.
Oh,
check it out.
Time.
It's break time. Awesome.
Oh, I don't even have any break music.
Great. That's good. You should play that one.
Which one?
The one, you know.
Silence.
Oh, I'm going to play that. Yeah. Welcome.
Play some Smoke Dope 2016.
Hello, I'm Whoopi. I'm your rogue server file jockey, and this is your break music.
Yeah.
All right. That's break number one, and we're going to find break number two somewhere in here. James, do you have anything to say to the people before we go on break?
I have something to say to you before we go on break.
What's up?
Hi, Whoopi. How's it going?
Yo, man, what's up?
I'm chilling.
Is that James Scrug?
It's
the
James
original?
Scrug.
The original?
I can't believe they were called the cops.
Oh,
straight to jail.
Oh,
straight
going
to
jail.
Hey, go on break.
Okay.
Put the song Oombop by Hanson.
Just play your voicemail.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Hold on.
You gotta mute us.
Oh, I hit the mute button.
Yeah.
We're so all on we break now. To... All right, we're all. I'm. You're muted to the thing, but I'm not. Ah, we're back from break.
And but now did I've we pressed... ever leave?
Did we ever? We didn't. I just sat
did
here.
You, what did we do on break? What did everyone do on their break?
I got up. I walked around a little bit, and I had some almonds.
I'm about to steal a stockade.
Yo, Rosin got the stockade.
Yeah, and I'm about to steal one.
Oh shit, he's got the stockade.
Jame had a cup of tea.
Yo, it's your boy Jame. I didn't have a cup of tea.
You did?
I did cat-related things.
I didn't have a tea. I didn't get up from my desk.
Oh.
I sat here.
Twiddling your thumbs? Oh, fingerboard.
Playing fingerboards and playing the GTA. There's a big new update coming to Grand Theft Auto tomorrow, wherein you will be able to buy a mansion and also get caught up with Michael DeSanta, who is now even older and fatter than he was before.
Rockstar, we want to check. We want to check now.
I don't want a check from Rockstar.
I want 10 checks.
I don't want Rockstar to know that we're talking about them.
I want 10 checks.
Villain, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hello?
You guys are villains? Hi. Are you the villains?
This is the Villa Inn.
Why do you guys keep doing that? Like, the
doing what?
Villain activity.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys are a bunch of villains down there.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down there in Manila.
Are we?
You're doing all these villain activities, villainous activities. I don't think it's a good thing.
Okay. All right, we'll stop then.
Robin, you gotta stop it. People, lives are at stake, or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Are they?
Who's this?
Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Feathers.
Huh?
Feathers. Jacoby Feathers.
Okay. Do I know you?
No. I just saw that you're a villain on this on the I typed it in and you guys are villain.
Yeah, I know. If you don't put a space in there, I'm a villain. You're right.
It's just not good. But are you guys villains down there?
Okay. Are we villains?
Yeah.
No, we're nice.
Oh, am I the villain then?
No, I never said that either.
If there's both the antagonist and protagonist in the story. I'm not sure which one I am. And there's only two parties.
Okay.
So it's either antagonist or protagonist.
Well, if you're giving me shit, then you're the villain.
I'm the villain?
Yeah, if you're giving me shit about it, then you're the villain.
I am the villain. I'm a bad guy now.
I don't know.
Robin, I'm the bad guy. I'm the villain now.
Are you?
You have to change your name now, because I'm the real villain. You have to change it to Flytick.
Flytick?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I'm the villain, and now you're the Flytick.
Because is that what you normally are, is the Flytick?
The villain. It's just, I didn't make the rules.
Okay. All right, so how can I help you?
Oh, that's all. Robin, Robin from Flytick, I love you. I have people here also, but they might want to say a word at you too.
Robin!
Robin!
Yes?
This is your boy,
Yo,
James
Robin.
Yes. Here at WLM on the Bumbleclot, you know?
Your name reminds me of my elementary school teacher.
We're playing Twister, Robin. We could use another pair of limbs.
A Okay,
right
where are you?
Right hand yellow.
We're in 212.
Right hand yellow. Fuck, dude. That's
right
a little
hand
too
yellow.
Far.
I'm a villain.
Robin, he's we're smoking butts under the bed and we're playing Twister.
Dude. We're gonna roll a 17 gram joint.
Woohoo!
I have a pillow.
Wow.
Hey, we're playing dice right now. You want to play a little craps? We're trying to get the highest number ever.
We're shooting dice, rolling 17 grammers.
Sure, where
hopefully,
are you?
Hopefully I hit a fucking 12. Hey, what do you got, Bucky?
I got
a 12.
Seven.
What number you got? Okay, I'm going to throw the motherfucker, okay?
I'm going to throw...
Okay, 8, I was close. Give me my money.
Hey, you said Robin's a
rolling
villain.
Bones.
She seems pretty chill. She's going to come up and
she's
smoke
the
with
chillin'
us.
Villain.
Yeah,
we're going to smoke
we're
some pillows.
We're
going to
smoke some dope.
The chillinest villain I've ever heard about.
Villain. Robin, do you have your tonsils?
Wait, why did you say rest in
do
peace
I have what?
Because he doesn't have the tonsils?
Your
I don't
tonsils.
Have my tonsils. You don't scare me like that.
Do you have your appendix?
I still have my tonsils, yeah.
I have my appendix and my tonsils.
Nice.
I don't have my wisdom
like Madeline.
We're still stuck.
Yeah, you too.
Madeline.
My tonsil's 7 move. Inches long.
Oh.
Wow. You should probably have those
you
removed.
Need to...
My uvula is 7 inches.
Big, well, you should probably have that removed.
I have lips.
I have pussy lips.
Probably have that removed.
So nice.
Probably have that removed.
I'm just one big joke here, aren't I?
You should
no,
probably have that removed.
We love you. Sorry, our buddy, he's in the bathroom. He's recovering from his
tonsillectomy.
Robin,
tell us about your feet.
I'm
yeah,
a villain.
He's going through it.
Normally same guy.
He goes,
almost like normal.
I'm the bad guy?
Sorry, that was our bat. Do you have any bat food at the desk?
I need the fruit.
Mosquito.
Do you have the fruit?
The fruits. Bat fruit.
Fruit to the room.
We take the A to the B to the C. Fruit to the room.
One of the bats has his tonsils removed and they can't
six,
eat solids. They need like a liquid fruit. Oh, we can't
we
even
need,
eat chicken fingers.
We need butt plug juice.
Oh yeah, you got that butt plug juice?
All right.
Robin.
You guys have a good night.
Robin.
You got that prune juice.
Robin, don't leave
Robin,
us.
Don't leave
I love, we love you, Robin. Thank
we
you.
Love
I need
you,
some
Robin.
Of that prune juice.
Robin the Hood.
Robin the best.
We
love you, Robin.
Diarrhea.
Mwah.
Get me some of that prune juice.
Where's Batman, Robin?
Oh, God.
Where's Batman?
Love you, Robin.
Oh, welcome to the show. 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 Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. If you don't like the show, get the fuck out of here.
If you don't
let's
like
stay.
The show, I don't want to know you.
If you don't like the show,
welcome to the show.
If you don't like the show, you're still welcome to it.
Join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Make a call today.
Make a call.
Live on Whoopi's Wasabi every maybe Tuesday night. If there's going to be some kind of format change over here on rogueserver.com.
It's your call, and you can make it now.
Live.
You can make sandwich
it could be a big
live
rumor.
On the air.
Oh, it's real.
If you would like to make a sandwich live on the air, join the call at mumble.rogueserver.com.
Live.
It's real.
Put your mumble client to mumble.rogueserver.com. Get a mumble client, even though it's 2025.
Get a motherfucker.
You should absolutely get a mumble client. And just join up, do some calls, make some prank 'em ups. And
live
then, maybe
ups.
Later we can play some World of Warcraft. Play some World of Warcraft live on rogueserver.com.
Wow.
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 Who's going?
Wow.
Jane.
Jame is going. All right, everyone shut
Big
up. Jame is going.
If you know your party's extension, please press it now. Or press 0 to talk to a front desk.
Oh, this is
did
the spearfish. Yeah.
Because
because of the personal attention given every call.
That extension is not valid. Please try again.
Not valid.
I don't like the way they were whispering.
They're just giving different tips.
Oh, I typed one a bunch.
Whatever, I don't care.
Might be 111.
Hi, you have reached Candy Bailey at the Spearfish Canyon Lodge. I am currently Candy unavailable Bailey. To take your call, but if you leave me a detailed message, I'll get back Candy to you Bandy. As soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, we can't leave a detailed message.
Candy.
We can't leave a detailed message.
Candy. I miss Robin.
Robin was cool.
Robin was cool as shit.
Yo, shout outs to Robin, the real villain of the story. We are the bad guys.
Free LaFour, don't break law. Shout out Robin.
Thank you for calling Deadwood Mountain Grand. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or select from the following up.
Robin stands for Real Ones Band in Norway.
Ooh.
You are being transferred to 118.
The Norwegian. That's who is at Norway, right?
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
No.
Okay, thanks.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, get us.
You are being transferred to 117.
Fingerboard and like ass since I woke up from my nap.
No. I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Take a 5-minute fingerboard break and go back, and then you'll be a fingerboard expert again.
You are being transferred to 108.
This is just letting me do it.
Live.
That extension is not valid. Please try again.
We'll talk to the front desk then.
You are being transferred to
reservations.
Thank you for calling the Deadwood Mountain Grand. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was thinking about staying at the hotel, but I had some reservations.
Reservations as to whether you want to stay, or reservations that you've made?
Both, I think. I think both, but I was wondering, when I'm in my room, am I able to smoke under the bed?
Smoke under the bed?
Under the bed, so the smell won't get out from under the bed. So was it under the bed I could smoke?
No.
No. What about dabs? Dabs don't have really any kind of smell.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, right on, cool. So if I came down there with my friends and we have like a little fingerboard park, could we set that up in the room?
I don't know what that is either.
You don't know fingerboarding?
No, sir.
Oh, dude, fingerboarding is so cool. It's like skateboarding, but it's miniature for your fingers. And you do sick kick flips and tricks. And you could do grinds and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never.
So, like, all right, so let me explain. I'm going to be coming down there, me and the boys. We're having a little birthday party. We're gonna cut loose. We're going to cut back, and we're going to have a couple ham sandwiches, you know, just for me and the boys kind of thing. And we're going to make a birthday cake out of ham sandwich, actually. It's going to be a ham sandwich cake. It's going to be cake, though. It's going to be one of those, like, is it cake kind of moments, you know? It's like, oh, I can't believe that ham sandwich is cake. But, yeah, so I'm just trying to make sure, like, my bases are covered and what we can and can't do in the room. Can I have, like, we were thinking about hiring someone to come down and, like, jump out of the ham sandwich cake. We're going to make, like, the ham sandwich cake, like, the size of Texas.
No, you can't do that in the room.
Now, what if we, like, covered stuff in plastic to do that? Because I understand, like, you know, it's messy, but, like,
if we just put everything, cover everything in plastic, like, do you think that'd be all right? Because then we can take the plastic out, and then the room just really needs a quick once-over. But, like, we'll cover the whole room in plastic. I'll wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah, all of these things that you're wanting, you're going to need to talk to management about. I can't clear any of it. And there is no management here. They won't be in until about 9 tomorrow.
I didn't think Santa was real. You're telling me Santa's real?
No, sir, I have to go. Bye-bye.
Where do you have to go?
Oh, she hung up quick.
Wait, oh.
Bye-bye.
As soon as she said, as soon as the E out of bye exited her mouth.
I was having a lot of fun with some of those sentences. I just want everyone to know. I was having a lot of fun with some of those sentences.
I recognized.
Yeah.
Hey, who's going now? Who's going now? Oh, shit. I'm not.
Be Whoopi on Whoopi's Wasabi.
Oh, jeez.
Snappy's lighting up.
Snappy's turn.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I can't hear her. She's lighting up, but I can't hear her.
For real?
I think it's a tonsil issue.
Oh, I hear her. I hear her.
Guys,
is Tiff trolling?
Yes.
You're pulling my leg.
Pulling your tonsil.
Yay!
Thank you for calling the historic Iron Horse Inn in downtown Deadwood, South Dakota, featuring Three Cousins Pizza and Stan Alley's Pub. Please select one of the following three options.
Yeah.
For the hotel front desk, press 1. For Three Cousins Pizza, press 2. For Stan and Ollie's Pub, press 3.
Johnson.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless.
Ah.
All right, 1.
Iron Horse Stan Deadwood, this is Chris.
Chris, how you doing? My name is Pam.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I've got a bit of I'm in some tonsil turmoil.
Tonsil turmoil.
Correct. So, you know, you're familiar with tonsils?
Tonsils, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I had mine up to a point, but then it's like basically a series of events transpired and I found myself without them. So it's been a little bit... not too recent, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. They could still be out there. I got a lead about a gentleman who was staying there in a green jacket and that he had my tonsils in a jar.
Jesus criminy.
Huh?
Who is this?
Pam!
Who?
Pam! Like, you can call me like Pam Slam. I just need my tonsils.
Oh, he's gone.
I got a little too wacky with it. Too wacky, too quick.
That's what I was going to do. I liked that.
Nice.
Thanks. Oh, did you say Jesus criminy?
Yes, Jesus Christ.
I like it.
He said
Jesus
that?
Jesus is cousin.
Criminy.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
can I have one?
Oh, it's Tiff.
Can I have one? I have to go inside soon. I don't want my husband to know how weird I am. He knows. He already vetoed one of my ideas. He said it was too far.
Pick up.
It was kidney related.
I don't think they're going to pick up. Kidney.
Yeah, I can't have a transplant kidney for my cat at the hotel, you said.
I think cat kidneys are okay. Well, this music's so beautiful.
Thank you for calling the Hotel Michael Dust. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just up in my room. I'm hanging out. I'm eating a ham sandwich. You know, pretty good, all things considered, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, pretty cute.
I can help you with.
Yeah. Do you have any like jars with lids?
No. Like, I don't.
Oh man, that sucks. Okay, I just took my tonsils out, and I kind of wanted to keep them.
Oh, that's really weird.
What do you mean?
Kind of weird to perform a medical surgery in a hotel room.
Oh, I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. It's not that weird. Like, I'm not eating the ham sandwich as is. I did put it in a blender, like, because I'm not supposed to do solids. I'm a medical student, so, like, it's not that weird.
Okay.
I'm all Novocained up. I'm feeling pretty good.
Can I help you with?
Sure. Do you want to come look at my tonsils?
Nope.
They're pretty cool.
Okay.
I have no gag reflex now. Oh. Oh, weird. I didn't know what to do.
Nope.
Nope. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight, Whoopi, with my Rogue Server file jockey co-host, ability having man, my co-host with the co-most, Mr. Jame.
And the mumble.
Mr.
Jamewood.com. Welcome.com. Welcome to the show.
Mumble.rogueserver.com.
Catalyst.
Catalyst. Cancelist.
Yes.
Whoopi Wasabi tonight.
Join the website. Go to the website. Go to rogueserver.com and sign up. Give me your email address.
It's so hot.
What the fuck did I accidentally download when I did rat blah 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 dot blender?
Oh,
I didn't open
it was
that.
It's a blender file.
If you have blender and you open it and you'll see a rat.
It's the rat that
it's a spinning rat
that spins around.
Oops.
It has an animation.
Yeah, I see.
It should have the box too.
Rat box.
All right, Catalyst.
Spin the wheel.
Holiday Inn.
Catalyst.
And a virus.
Catalyst.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in historic Deadwood, South Dakota. For reservations, please press
absolutely.
1. For banquets and meeting space, please press 2. For group blocks, please press 3.
What the fuck is this phone?
It's not me.
Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Deadwood. How may I help you?
Yeah, I think your line is broken. I can still hear you and make out what you're saying.
Fucking cunt.
That was awful. You have to try again. Because of that phone was just dog shit.
I think she hears that a lot.
It sounds like they got like a it's being held together with cotton.
Star Bulk Hotel, this is Virgil.
Hey, Virgil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was down there a few minutes ago checking in, and I came up to my room, and now I've got a ham sandwich just laying on the bed.
You're kidding me.
Is this like a free gift for everybody?
No, that's
you do the,
unusual.
I mean,
our housekeeper must have missed it.
Should I eat it?
Oh. I wouldn't. Don't know where it come from.
I think it's a tonsil sandwich.
Which room?
Maybe it's not ham. I'm peeling this apart. It's got some, like, white discharge. Is that normal? Maybe it's mayonnaise.
I don't know. Which room are you in?
It doesn't look like mayonnaise. It's kind of gritty. It's kind of moist.
Oh.
I'm going to eat it.
What room number are you in?
It's definitely tonsil.
Oh, how odd.
Oh, that was a good... I'm pretty sure it was cat tonsil.
Oh, goofy. If you wouldn't mind telling me which room you are in, would you?
Are the pillows asbestos free?
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God I don't have to do that again. So they're safe to eat then.
The pillows?
Yeah. Virgil?
Yes, sir.
Are you absorbs? Adorbs?
Adorbs?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody said that you're adorbs.
I don't know.
I think they know you smell good.
All right, there you go. Enjoy your sandwich, and I got some work I gotta get done.
I'm not eating this gritty sandwich.
I'd throw it away if I were you.
I'm gonna put it in the toilet and flush until it disappears. That's my plan, and I'm gonna hug this pillow while I'm doing it.
All right, yeah. You have a great night.
It's not going down, Virgil. It's not. Do you have a plunger?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be down. I did not realize that would happen, man. Holy moly! It just went everywhere. It like almost exploded. Oh. Why does it smell like
that? Did the toilet flush?
No. I'm just going to keep trying. This is hilarious. I can't believe this is not flushing. It's totally overflowing. It's going on the floor. Oh. The pillow is absorbing some of it, so I think it's gonna keep it from going to the door at least. Oh. Oh my gosh. This is horrible. I can't believe the smell.
Did it overflow?
Yeah, I don't think this toilet had been flushed in a while. Is this normal? Is this normal for this hotel? I've never been here before.
No, sir.
Okay. Virgil? You deserve a raise. You deserve a raise. I'm going to be down in a few minutes with a plunger. If you can get that thing greased up for me, I'd appreciate it. Grease it up.
Put another one up. Which room are you in?
Eight.
All right, we will see you when you come down.
Okay. Thanks, Virgil.
All right. Well.
Oh man.
Shout outs to Virgil.
Yeah, he just kept on rolling with it. I don't think he ever was gonna hang up.
He just switched to being concerned about your toilet.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on Rogue.com/ fluffy. Oh, you can join the Mumble, too. Join the Mumble. You can make a phone call if you join the Mumble. Download a Mumble client. Go to mumble.info. Download a Mumble client. And go to mumble.rogueserver.com. And you'll be able to make phone calls. You'll be able to... We assign you a number. And then you have to take the number and wait. And then it's all very serious. And it's a very rigid system. And it's totally not... It's totally not, I just look at you and say go, or you just say you want to go. It's very serious. Oh, and if you want to speak up.
I'm so stressed out.
If you want to speak up, you are able to speak up. Oh, who does, you have to go.
Who does?
4 points.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Check his number.
You're good to go. It's very serious.
Hi there, thanks for calling the 4 points in Deadwood. This is Ethan, how can I help you?
Hey Ethan, I am here with my roommate Jacoby, and we were wondering if you could help us, please.
In what regard?
I was down there. Did you see a large man in red shirt come through there? Earlier. Are you at the main? You're at the front?
Yeah, I'm here at the front desk. I can't see. I recall person and wearing a red shirt. I'm pretty bad with memory, though, so possibly. Why do you ask?
Because I can't find him. I was down there earlier. Are you the juggalo, or...
The what? Sorry?
Did I see you or, I was looking for the guy in the red shirt. He's like kind of large. Please, Ethan?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Will you let me know if he comes in there or through there, please? This is Greg.
I'll keep an eye out. I'll ring this phone number back.
I'm here with my roommate Jacoby.
Yo.
And
okay.
Yeah. Hey Jacoby. We're wondering if you have availability for next week, Ethan. Please. Sir.
Would this be for like a comp stay, or were you guys going to be paying for the room, or?
Jacoby?
Yo. It's for the...
What do you think?
Do you got to... Yeah, find that, you know, with the red shirt and all.
So for the room, he said. Ethan. Yes, sir.
Okay. You might have to call back tomorrow then. Unfortunately, our website is really full of a rate. Are you okay?
Oh, really?
Screaming in the background?
Jacoby, is that you?
Don't worry about it. Mm.
What is that noise?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get for the availability for next. You said your system's down?
Yeah, I can't. It won't display any rates right now on the Marriott side, so I can't really quote you guys a rate. We should have plenty of availability, though. So whether you call back tomorrow or a week from now, there'll still be room.
That's not going to work for you, is it, Jacoby?
No.
Well, that works for me, though, Ethan. He's...
Okay.
I'm sorry, have you ever had your tonsils out?
No.
He's gonna get his out if he keeps doing that. I'm gonna rip him right out.
What am I hearing? What is that sound?
Hey, it's normal. Don't worry about it.
Do you know anything about appendix?
So ridiculous.
Sir, no. I'm sorry. He's got issues. I don't know how to put it, but there's an issue
like
with appendix.
A lot of pain, yeah. Whatever I'm hearing.
Yeah, we're trying to research about appendix. My appendix is 7 inches long. I think that's normal. He's struggling with whatever he's struggling with.
Cash price.
But I said that's normal. I don't know if you feel. Can you feel yours? Or do you know where your appendix?
No, I can't say I'm too well versed on that matter, I'm afraid.
It's not like that. Not like that.
Hey, does he have both of his kidneys?
Well, did you want to call back to tomorrow and try to get that updated rates, or?
Jacoby, do you want to call back tomorrow?
Does he still have both? Is he with the kidneys and stuff? Yeah, it works.
Works for you. Yeah. That does not work for me. Tomorrow doesn't work for me. I'm sorry.
You're fine. What
was tomorrow?
Day tomorrow is Wednesday.
What happened? No, but Ethan, what happened? What did you say about tomorrow?
Well, I'm hoping by tomorrow will be back up again so I can actually quote you guys a rate. Yeah.
This is Greg. I forgot my room.
Okay.
I forgot my room. I can't find it.
What?
Ethan. I forgot my room.
What, you trying to make a reservation?
I was for next week, but right now I don't know. This is Greg. Did you see the
I'm not sure
the
I can help you right now.
Fat man in the red and white?
No, I have no
you
idea.
You can't help me
about.
Find my room? You're the front desk and you can't help me find my room? Where's your appendix?
Okay.
Where's someone's appendix? No, is this AI? Ethan? No. Ethan, are you a robot? Man, Clanker.
Oh, he's gone. He's scared.
He fooled us.
Uh-oh. Kidneys. Appendixes.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I think I'm going to go to jail. Over.
You didn't cross the line.
What do you mean?
You didn't cross the line.
There's nothing wrong with making people think that you're taking someone's appendix out in a hotel room.
Oh yeah,
I'm illegal about that.
You took out your
That's
own appendix.
Not...
It's
okay.
Fine.
Do we call back or do we just let him live? And call everybody.
No, let him go. He's fine. That wasn't
you're going
bad.
To fucking jail.
Alright, who's going?
You are. I think Tiff should go. It's Tiff.
What about that wife of yours, Evan? I've heard him.
Yeah.
Hey. Me.
Talk about my fucking wife.
Oh man.
No wife of yours.
Tell are that you, wife of yours.
Are you prepared? Ugh.
No, not at all. Which makes it even more fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's going.
I got nothing. First call. It's very exciting.
Thank you for calling Hampton Inn at Deadwood. This is Robert. How may I direct your phone call?
Hey, Robert. I'm here. I'm in upstairs in my room, and got a bit of an issue I was hoping you could help me with.
What's this?
So there's some kind of unidentified, like, food item. It looks a little bit like a ham sandwich, it's kind of tucked behind the toilet, and it's really smelly. Oh my goodness!
Okay, what room are you in?
Eight.
Wait, what room?
I think it's eight.
Room eight?
I could be. I don't know. I don't have my key card with me, so I saw the eight. So that's all I really. I mean, but I got in here. I was out, you know, hanging around, and came back. Went in the bathroom, sat down, started doing my business, and I mean, things were going normal. And all of a sudden, I started just smelling something that seemed really out of place. I was like, "This is not coming from me." And so, like, okay. I flushed it, and I looked around, and I crawled behind there, reached back, stuck my hand. It went all over my hand. My hand is covered in this goo. It's like a white discharge or something.
That does not sound pleasant at all. I'm so sorry. And what is your name?
Bruce.
What's last? Can you spell the last name?
Jacoby.
Dakota?
Yeah, Dakota. Bruce Dakota.
So it's D A.
Yeah, I was in there. Yeah, D A K O T I, Dakota.
O T I, Dakota.
Yep,
yes, Bruce sir. Just give me just a second. I will definitely take care of this, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay, bye.
And it's all right. It's all right.
Hated. Oh, I think he hung up. I think he's in a call back.
Did he hang
up? My God.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was great.
Milky goo.
I hate it.
Shout out, Milky Goo.
Shout outs to the people getting their appendix ripped out in hotel rooms.
Was that really your first call? No, it wasn't.
Good job.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome
Gesundheit.
To the
show.
It totally was. Thank you.
Did a good job.
Wow, congratulations. That was great.
Yay,
future.
Just anywhere, everywhere, anywhere. You can listen on the website, you join the mumble, and you get to hear everything 15 seconds before the people on the website get to hear it. Welcome to the show. Wait, does Wing Commander make calls, or?
I don't know.
What kind of, what are you taking in, Whoopi? In your energy drinks?
Oh, cyanocobalamin.
I wanted to.
Crew friend asked you.
I have hot fish. Hello?
Crew friend asked.
Yo, I have the hot fish.
I ruined that by gabbing. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. That was me. That was all me. I'm going to find another place that has the rooms I can dial into. You're seeing him from the basement with Oddfish, it's fun. Join the Mumble, do the Wizard's Quest. You'll ask you some things, just complete them the best you can, and you'll be able to talk and listen and stuff. I have to go again.
Doubletree by Hilda. This is Brittany. How can I direct your call?
Hi, Brittany. I have they called me and they said you guys have the hot fish or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. I apologize.
It's like, they said you guys have hot fish at the front desk.
I don't know what that is, my dear.
They called my phone and they said, hey, this is front desk. We have hot fish.
Unless you want a double Spring Hill, I've got roulette or craps or poker.
Oh, for hot fish?
I don't know what hot fish is.
It's like, I think they said they had the sterno burners and stuff, and they had it wrapped in foil there at the front desk.
And not a double tree, not a true.
It's a hot fish. Though it's because they said that, what did you say your name was?
My name's Brittany.
They said hey, this is Brittany, we got hot fish at the front desk.
I'm sorry, you must be thinking of a Spring Hill.
Oh, they had that at Spring Hill.
I don't know.
Well,
don't
this
know.
Is Doubletree.
Yes,
so I got a Spring Hill zone.
I'm not sure, honey. If you want something from Doubletree, I can help you out, but I don't know about that.
Well, because if it's at Spring Hill Zone, though, they got, like, you know, And then it's they get the guys with the spikes on them and stuff. And the sky is all purple.
I'm sorry. If there's something else I can do to help you out, let me know.
Can I bring you hot fish then? I could go to the store and get some. It's not that big of a deal for me. And then just make it would make everything easier if you guys already had hot fish down there.
It might.
All right, so I bring you hot fish, and you guys just give it to everybody then.
Sure, why not?
Can I check in with my neighbor?
You gonna stay down here with me while we do it?
Hey, did they call you say you get hot fish? Hold on, I'm gonna see it.
Go away.
No, yeah, did they say hot fish at you?
Go away.
Oh, she hung up. Oh, she would have totally had some hot fish with me, though.
She wanted you to stay down there while she did it with you. That was a James new microphone arm situation. Fucking failure.
Who wants to talk to Spring Hill Zone? Spring Hill Zone. Wait, I need to find
Snappy.
Okay. Is it like a discovery zone?
Oh, it's like Spring Hill. Like
boing.
Whatever Snappy wants it to be.
Like that?
Boing. Get sprung.
It's a live intermission while I try to find what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Whee!
I'm just realizing Rosin didn't say goodnight again.
Aw.
I'm going to send him a bunch of mean-ass messages. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back. Dear Rosin.
It's like...
I hope Rosin's okay.
Yeah. Worried.
Good night,
think you have a
good night,
great
Rosin,
group
even
of
though
guys.
You left, and we don't know where you are right now.
Mwah. Oh, his kidneys.
Okay, I gotta find it. If I don't have a Spring Hill Zone, what the hell am I doing? Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. Oh, Spring Yard.
Rammer asked to do a test. Pipe in and just be like, hey, can I talk for a second?
Oh, yeah, see if you can talk.
He says, oh, my Bluetooth, blah, 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 blah.
There's a little microphone. It's probably red. You just click it and then it'll turn green and you should be good to go. Oh. Welcome to the show. Shoot. Will this play? No, it won't play my program. Why isn't the phone ringing? Why am I not ringing the phone right now? Oh, I'm trying to find the... phone. Okay, that's a fake pre-recorded one, but... It'll make everyone... It sounds more natural. This is not a real ring. It's just there. It's not dead air. It's because the phone's ringing.
It's a comfort ring.
That's soothing.
That's the phone ring. Oh my god. Oh, that website's all messed up. Okay, there's Spring Hill, they're not Spring Yard, which is what the real one is. Alright, someone's gonna speak to Spring Hill, though.
Yeah, me? Right?
Snappy.
Pam, Snappy. Snappy Pam.
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 Pam Sandwich.
Yeah.
Alright, it's gonna really ring. It's a real ring.
Uh-oh. My dog's crying.
That's horrifying.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Spring Hill Seaside Marriott here in Douglas, South Dakota. My name is Sierra. How can I assist you?
Pam, your name's Dakota?
What was that?
You said that your name was Dakota?
No, Sierra.
Oh, sorry. You're a quick speaker. Yes. Anyway, I'm a prospective guest, and I just want to make sure everything was on the up and up. That was gonna be fine. And basically, I'm foreseeing some kind of some tonsil trouble happening to me while I'm there, and I just want to make sure. It's like, do I need to lay down a tarp?
What do you expect happening? Sorry.
You know, your tonsils, like, tonsils?
I'm not following, I'm sorry.
Do you know what tonsils are?
Like, in your throat?
Yeah. So, I may be having a little bit of trouble with mine, and I know someone, well, I met them online. They're a reputable person, and they are going to help take care if it becomes an issue during my stay.
Okay. But, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, what can I do for you regarding...
Right. So
do you have, like, a reservation, or...?
Well, I want to know if this is the kind of hotel, the kind of establishment where I'd like to make my booking. And I just want to make sure and see what you guys require on your end, like with like the tonsils and if like having the gentleman and he's gonna take care. But I'm just wondering, like, do you guys clean up or should I like bring a tarp?
Are you planning to do a procedure in your hotel room?
Yeah, procedure, kind of like, if need be, this is only like if the hour strikes and calls and it becomes unignorable, like, I don't have health insurance, but I know this man and I have a voucher.
I guess I've never really gotten a call like this. This is a bit interesting.
Well, you know. Oh, you hear that?
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
What was your last name?
My last name? Likely.
How do you spell it?
Likely.
And you said, did you have a reservation with us?
Well, I'm thinking of making one, as long as I know that everything is going to be, like, on the up and up. Like, going the way that I want it to go, and that this will all be... Just that we're all going to be like thumbs up of smiles all around. And then I'm going to like go and I'm going to lock it down, put the credit card and just like, you know, lock in.
Okay. Well, what I can tell you is if you'd like to make a reservation, we can totally do that. Regarding any... if you do make any damages to the room, like any, we charge for like even the littlest of stains on whether it's our comforters, towels, washcloths, hand towels, mats, anything like that, you will be charged for those, and they can be pretty expensive.
All right, so bringing the tarp would be recommended?
I guess. What exactly are you planning to do?
Well, if it strikes while I'm there, and I just absolutely gotta, you know, when you gotta get him out of there, like get him out of there. It's like the gentleman, he's gonna like, you know, nip it in the bud, like kind of put a stop to it, like, you know,
some maneuver. What are you putting a stop to?
The issue with the tonsils.
So you're looking to remove your tonsils in our hotel?
Only if need be. Like, not all Willie Nelson, but, like, if it calls and if they become, like, let's say, engorged or inflamed beyond repair. We just got to, you know, move them out. Move them out. Keep moving. Move them out. Get them out of there.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to recommend is probably don't do it in a hotel room.
Okay.
I understand you don't have health insurance and everything like that, but
yeah,
for your safety and the liability of the hotel if something were to happen to you, please no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you wouldn't happen to have, like, a doctor on staff, would you?
No. No, you'd have to go to a hospital, and there's not a close hospital near this hotel.
You don't have, like, a hotel nurse, like, who gives, like, the guests Tylenol or helps them if they have a tummy ache?
No, I mean, like, behind the front desk, I have a first aid kit that has, you know, a lot of stuff that someone would need in case they get hurt, but...
Nothing for tonsils,
nothing
though, right?
Nothing for your... No...
Oh.
No, well, I would really, really recommend not getting your tonsils removed anywhere but an orthodontist office or a hospital.
Not an orthodontist. That they do your teeth.
I don't
That's
know.
Like your braces.
Oral surgery. I don't know where people get tonsils removed, but definitely don't. I mean, this is just coming from myself, not even from like the hotel. Go to a hospital. You
That's
know,
expensive, honey. You
don't.
Sound like you got good insurance. maybe you can get
I
me on your plan.
I understand that, ma'am, but for I wish, but it's up to you if you want to risk that.
I mean, I could lie about my age, and you can list me as like your like a dependent on you.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't do that.
All right. Oh, yeah, okay.
But you're not allowed, I would really highly recommend not doing this at a hotel, especially probably not ours. I probably wouldn't make the reservation for you if you were planning to do that in a hotel room, just for liability reasons.
So you're gatekeeping now.
For the safety of our hotel and for yourself, I'm not going to let you book a reservation through our hotel if you're planning to do a medical procedure in your hotel room.
All right. I'll just have to be the smarter mouse and get the cheese.
All right. Yeah. Anything else I can help you with regarding anything?
Oh, yeah. Anything? Like, do you have, like, the next winning Powerball numbers?
I do not. Ma'am, if this doesn't pertain to making a reservation or anything about our hotel, I will have to hang up the phone.
All right. What about a sandwich? Sandwich?
What was that?
Sandwich! Like a sandwich? Like a... Like, it's got two pieces of bread and some... The contents in between.
If you'd like to order a sandwich, I suggest calling Subway or Jersey Mike's.
Okay. What should you recommend?
Probably Subway.
All right. You even with the whole Jared and his abhorrent actions?
Ma'am, I'm not sure what you're asking about. I'm going to hang up the phone. This is not a conversation that I... This is a hotel. This is a company.
Yeah, and you're getting paid right now. You're getting paid to talk to me. You're doing your job, and I'm getting my questions answered.
Ma'am.
Yes.
If you don't have a question about the hotel or our amenities, I will have to hang up the phone.
All right, I think that someone here, I think he has a question.
Hey, I'm the guy that does it, and I'm really good. I wanted to let you know that, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
How are your tonsils?
Look, I'm gonna hang up the phone.
No.
Wait, please don't. We don't give you permission.
This is a hotel, ma'am.
I'm a yes. Sir. I'm Greg. Doc. Not.
No, I don't know, and it sounds like you guys are either drunk or on drugs, so I will be hanging up the phone now. You guys have a wonderful night. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That's just
No, it's not like that.
I'm not even drunk. I had cannabis an hour ago.
Ableist insurance having see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, she really wants. Just go to a hospital. Like, it's expensive, honey. How?
That was great.
Yeah, that was. She kept talking for a while.
Oh, I love that tonsil talk. Alright, who's going? Who's going? Oh, does Ramage Hammer? Does he? Do you do it? Or is it?
He was having a hard time connecting, he said.
Oh.
He was talking about his Bluetooth speaker, but Rammer, you should be on headphones.
Headphones.
Headphones. Sandwich.
Can I do one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Travel Lodge.
Can you call rooms and stuff?
If it has the thing that does it.
Travel Lodge in Deadwood.
Hi, are you able to connect me to room 212? Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear
me?
I can hear you.
Oh, what a biznatch.
I have been shocked at how easy it is to say, like, hey, my husband is in blank, blank, blank room. Can you please connect me? And they'll be like, okay.
There's a lot of, I think maybe the word's getting out in this town. Something, I don't know.
It's possible.
We'll try to get you to a room. Or if it has the tree, I'll try to do it room style.
Thank you for calling Deadwood Miners Hotel and Restaurant. For the hotel front desk, press 1. For the restaurant, press 2. And for the business office, press 3. Thank you for...
I pressed 1 a bunch of times.
Reached the message box of extend.
Ah, GFIS, bitch. Super agent. Welcome to the show, Wuppy Wasabi. I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey.
Thank you for calling. Super 8 by Wyndham, Deadwood. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2. To modify an existing...
I think this is going to the front desk.
Deadwood Super 8, how can I help you?
Hi, Hello? Would you able to... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you
now. Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry about that.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Would you be able to connect me to room 205?
No, we do not transfer calls to room. Sorry about that.
Not at all. I don't know if... Can you help me?
What do you need help with? Can I take a message?
It's not like that so much. Can you I have a question. If you're...
What a rude lady. I don't know chains off the top of my head that do fucking direct dial into rooms. But we're gonna try, damn it. We're gonna try. I think this is gonna be straight to front desk.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn.
Hi, could you help me?
What's that?
My roommate, Jacoby, had a question for you that he wanted to ask you. You're the front desk?
Yeah.
Okay, Jacoby, could you please ask her what you wanted to ask her?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jacoby.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it for how to the in the rooms for him in it to be in it to talk on a telephone? He's in the
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Jacoby.
He's just in the, you know, the room.
This is Greg.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Hey.
It's in the room.
Who?
I'm Jacoby.
Okay.
Is this a front desk?
Me.
It's Greg. He's my roommate.
Me.
Hi.
What was your question?
He says in the room. All right,
what do you mean?
You put him, is it like room 111, 12 or something?
No, sir.
Room
this
one?
Is, he was wondering if, can we park here, can we park there, here, like in back?
You probably can until about 7 a.m., but then I would move if you're not getting a room.
Do you move our car?
Is that going to work for you, Jacoby?
Do they move our car?
They'll have it towed if you're not staying here.
Does that work for you, Jacoby?
Towed?
Does that work for you?
I don't know if it works for me, Greg.
Because it works for me. That's fine.
Because if they say it for having it towed, I don't know if that works for me.
I'm saying you'll have to probably leap before 7 a.m.
Leap?
So are you wanting to sleep in your car?
Jacoby, she wants to know if you wanted to sleep in the car.
Oh, I have a...
Answer the question.
I have a Honda.
Asshole.
I have a Honda.
She said, do you want to sleep
Where are
in
you
it?
At?
I have it's currently, you know, with my roommate, Greg.
Are you in Deadwood, South Dakota?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're at the Comfort Inn.
We have a Honda.
And you're wanting to sleep in your car.
Jacoby, are you going to answer the question?
I have the Honda.
He's not answering the question,
I'm not asking
man.
What you're driving. I'm asking if you're sleeping in your car.
I have a car.
Are you sleeping in it?
Am I... What?
Are you sleeping in the car?
leaping? This I can't.
Now he's playing games.
You can't do
he's
it.
He's playing games.
No, leaping.
Yes.
What does that mean? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your rogue server, Foul Jockey. Oh, let's see you, Catalyst. Thank you. Thank you for making a call. Oh, you can say something before you leave. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciated how scary that sound was. Wait, who's going?
You or Scrub?
Is it James?
Hi, Carter.
Welcome to Deadwood Gulch Resort. Trademark collection by Wyndham. This call is recorded and transcribed to improve service. I'm an automated assistant that can handle complete sentences. I can help with any questions about the hotel. How can I assist you today?
Room 111.
I'm not sure about that, but I can transfer you to someone who would know. Would you like me to do that?
Transfer me to room 111.
Please hold while I transfer you.
This is the Gold Lodge. How may I assist you?
Hi.
Hello?
I'm Jacoby.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I'm Jacoby. There was hot fish in here.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear what you're saying.
Hot fish?
Hot fish?
Yeah.
At the property here at the hotel?
In the room? At the property. Yeah.
I don't think so, no. I don't think there's any fishing on the property, but we also don't have any restaurants, so if you're looking for food, we also don't have fish on.
No. No, 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 no.
At the restaurant.
No. Inside. There's hot fish. On their bed. They had a hot fish in my room.
I'm sorry, I'm not really understanding you.
Bop, bop, bop.
You keep cutting out a little
bit. Bop. Hot fish. Hot fish.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out, I don't really know what you're saying.
Hot fish. There's a hot fish in my room.
There was a hot fish in your room?
Yeah.
What room are you in?
Eight.
108?
Yeah. There's a hot fish. Is it safe?
Okay.
I don't know what to do now. I told you about it, and I don't know what I do about it.
Okay, are you currently in room 108?
I had to get out of there. I didn't even know if I was supposed to have that darn thing in there.
Okay.
It's wrapped in foil.
One.
Thank you. It's it, hot fish. It's hot fish.
I'm sorry, one moment. I'm double checking our system to see. Okay, so you were in room 108 and you're not in there at the moment?
Because of the hot fish.
Okay.
Is that you?
No, it's not.
Oh, who? Someone's getting a call. Hey, hold on. What? Hello?
It's not on our side.
Hello? I'll patch him through.
Hello? I'll patch him through. Hello?
Hello? Hi. You have the hot fish?
Hi. You have the hot fish?
All right. Is it in the... Did you leave it there? I have a hot fish.
I have a hot fish.
I think James is calling me.
James, pick up.
Yes, hello.
Hey, James, what do you know about the hot fish?
I got a hoagie with the hot fish.
A hoagie?
Got the hoagie with the hot fish.
Sir, I have James on the line with me.
Got the hoagie with the hot fish.
Maybe he'll be able to answer it.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused about what is happening right now.
The hoagie with the hot fish, what was the question?
Yeah, what was the question? I'm a little confused at the moment.
The hoagie with the hot fish.
Oh, there's a hot fish in the room.
With the hoagie?
Okay.
I have a hoagie.
What was the name on the reservation?
His name is James.
James Mathis?
Yes.
Okay. And I have you guys in room 135, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is anybody in that room at the moment?
I don't know, because we're in room 108, and there's a hot fish in here.
Well, I don't have anybody in room 108 at the moment.
They invited
us. That's why we came in here.
But I can come over to 108 and double check.
135.
The hot fish and everything in here.
The hot fish. And the hoagie.
Okay. I'll be over to 135 in just a moment.
It just says, tell, because the hot, you know, all the hot fish business and stuff.
Okay.
And could you check 108 first, though? Because that's, we saw it in there. We saw
yeah,
it.
Of course. Okay.
We're at 135?
Yes.
I think it's 10, it's like, I don't, it's like 8 or something there, right? Or
it is currently 8 o'clock, okay. Yes.
So, but you said it was 135 earlier. Oh, go ahead.
135 is the room that I have that reservation under, but I don't have anybody in 108.
Hey, this is Greg. Could you help me, please?
But I can go over to 108 at the moment. Yeah, I'll be over to 108 in just a moment.
Before, well, if you're in front of your computer right now.
I'm sorry?
If you're in front of your computer right now, maybe you could help me. I'm a different guy. I'm the other guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm at the computer at the moment.
I forgot my room.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Yeah, what was the name?
Greg.
I don't have a Greg in our system at the moment. Was it booked under a different name?
Last name Nog, N-O-G. You could look that.
I don't have that name, no.
You don't have any Greg Nog?
No.
Do you want some Greg Nog?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Ed Jacoby. Hey,
hello?
You're Matt?
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out a little bit. I can't quite hear what you're saying.
Oh, and what about, James?
Yeah, James is in, I have the room for James.
Okay.
I don't have any other rooms under any other names.
Are you able to patch me to 135?
I don't. I'm not, no.
Oh, okay. Would we, is there any way to dial into?
If somebody, there's not. So from 135, you're only able to dial, from our rooms, you're only able to dial out of. We're not able to dial into.
Okay. I thought you might, you know, with the hot fish and everything.
I'm a little confused about what the hot fish is.
It's like wrapped in foil, I think. And a bubble.
What? I'm sorry, say that again?
It's like wrapped in aluminium foil or aluminum. I'm not sure what the, it's like a thick metal.
Okay, and it's in room 135, you said?
It could be, or it's like in room 8 or something.
Greg Nog.
Greg Nog. His name's Greg Nog.
Okay, I don't have anybody in room 108.
That's where the hot fish is. We got out of there. We skedaddled. We beat the feet. We ran out.
Okay, I'm going to go over to 108 and double check that for you guys.
It was steaming.
Can you double check for Greg Nog?
I don't have that name, no.
Does anyone else want to talk to him? Let me patch him through. Hello?
Hello?
I just patched her in.
Hey! We're looking for Greg Nog.
Hello?
Can we please...
Hello?
We don't have that name as a reservation.
He's there in Nutmeg.
Hot dog? It's hot fish.
Yeah, but the nutmeg on the Greg Nog for the fish.
What it is?
My nutmeg 7 inches long.
I got that.
James,
hoagie with the hot fish. I got the hoagie with the hot fish down here up in the room. You're chilling out and you don't even know about none of that. What you know about none of that? Not none of that. You don't know about none of that. So what are we trying to talk about down here? What are we trying to do?
It's hot fish.
You got the hot fish with the hoagie, with the hoagie, with the hot fish, and the hot fish with the hoagie, and the hoagie with the hot fish. You know what I'm talking about? When I'm talking about the hoagie with the hot fish? You don't even want to talk about it when you talk about it. I think he hung up now. God damn.
What's wrong with that guy? What's wrong with that guy?
He should have.
That guy should have hung up like 10 hours ago.
Tools.
Oh, I don't.
Time to read the Patreons.
Oh, is it?
Yep, it's time to read everybody Whoopi's Patreon. Thanks for keeping the lights on over here at patreon.com/juniorrat, where you can sign up now for $17 a month. You'll get absolutely nothing, a swift kick
nothing.
In the fucking pants.
So kick the forehead!
To that, Liz. Thank you to...
A hot fish.
And Whoopi, would you like to read the next one?
Oh yeah, thank you too. And thank you to. But special thank you to. 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 A special thank you to.
Introduction to Conversation with Ali.
And thank you to.
Tonsils.
You guys keep me supported and keep me doing it. Let me sing a song for you guys. Let me turn the music down here. All right, are you guys ready for an a cappella performance by Wappy on Wappy's Wasabi every December 9th, 2025? That's 20 and a quarter.
Live.
Thank you. Can we get a round of applause?
Clap! Clap! Everybody clap, motherfucker.
Yay! Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're at the studio right now. We got the fans outside the studio. They're all looking inside from the outside.
Amazing.
They all want to participate. And you can participate too at mumble.rogueserver.com. Download a Mumble client, go to mumble.info. If you're on a personal computer or a Macintosh or a Linux machine, a computer machine, you just download it live.
You don't want to just listen from the audience, you know?
Participate.
You're allowed.
You can join, and then you just got to hang out in the green room until we accept you. Just kidding. You could just join the live room and make a call right now.
Join the live room.
Clap, 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 clap.
Show listener, do a call.
Do a call, do a call. Everyone do.
Do a call, show listener. Show listener, do a call.
We're about to wrap it up for the night.
Show listener, do the last call.
I think everyone needs one last call. I think it's done. Is that?
Well, that's not a last call. That sounds like another 20 minutes.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the ending portion of the show where everyone gets
their
last calls.
I would like to do my last call.
Would you like your last call first or last?
I would like to do my last call third.
Third?
Third. Do it in threes.
Last.
Oh, bless me, bless me.
You've been blessed.
Bless you.
Do we have a priest?
Joe, listen,
yeah,
are you a priest?
Right here.
Oh, sweet.
I'm a priest.
Me? Oh, get out of here, Hootis. You're not a priest.
Wait, who's going first? Who's going first?
Tiff.
Tiff?
Tiff. Tiff's going first.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, too bad. It's time to go. Welcome to the show. The end. This is the last call from Tiff.
This is the last call portion of the show where everyone gets their last calls in. It's fair and square.
This is Tiff's last call.
Feel free to feed me lines in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny, how may I use it? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hi. This is the Hampton Inn and Lee.
How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, okay. So, I've been staying there with my family. We've been there for 3 days. Today, when I went back to the room, all of my baby teeth were gone.
Oh. All of your what? I'm sorry?
My baby teeth. I had them under the pillow.
Okay.
And they're all gone now. Like, is that... Like, why did they take them?
I have no idea. What room were you in?
I'm in 108.
Okay. But, don't have anybody in 108. Actually, don't have 108.
Okay. I can go double check the door in a second. My husband booked it. I thought that was the room. What's up with taking my baby seat, though?
I'm so sorry to take your baby seat, but I don't know. Though we don't have the 108. Are you sure calling the right Hampton?
Yeah, of course I'm calling the right Hampton. Like, I have that saved in my phone. I can go look outside of the door. I mean, we travel a lot for work.
I mean, if you're staying here, can you come down so we can discuss it in person? I'm sure I can figure out what happened to your baby teeth if you come down. But I mean, we don't have a 108 or couldn't.
I'm laying in bed now, and I was just checking under the pillow. Like, I can go look under the outside of the door.
Nobody's taking. And I'll make sure I know what floor you're on.
There's cameras in the bedroom.
There's cameras on the hall, so if you check, if you peek out into the hall, I should be able to see which hall you're in and let you know what floor you're in, because I can assure you we don't have a first for 108.
Yeah, no, I guess that's not really the issue here. I have rows and rows of baby teeth.
I didn't have any. No, sorry, I didn't have any of my housekeepers report finding any human teeth under your pillow. Otherwise, you would have had to call the authorities.
Why would you call the authority?
Well, if we find teeth,
I travel with them. They're my lucky baby teeth. Bitch. Well, my baby teeth.
Okay, the line is disconnected.
The bad lady.
Bad lady. My fucking teeth, bitch.
Welcome to the last part of the show. We're making the last calls. Everybody gets a last call, I think. I think that's how it works. Who's doing this one?
That's sexy music.
Who does?
Okay, who does?
Hi, thanks for calling Blackstone Lodge and Suites. How can I help you today?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be honest and tell me how you are really doing?
What do you want?
I am just your friend.
This is a hotel.
Are a person.
Yeah, if you need anything related to the hotel, bookings, reservations, or any dates available, rooms available, let us know. Okay?
I think you are nice.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Aww. Arthur, is your microphone far away?
Nope.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Butchit said he was going third, right?
Yes. And I remember.
Rammer's ready to try it after. Gentle, gentle.
Ponderous pine. If I click this and then it should be able to just scroll it really fast. I don't think they're gonna pick up. 3, 2, 1. Nope. Smart. Like that.
Rapid fire.
I can't rapid
boom,
fire.
Boom, 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 boom.
My fingers are so frozen. They're frozen stiff.
I'm outside. I feel you.
Welcome to the last part of the Wappy Wasabi. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. It's cold in the studio a little bit. It's a little chilly in here.
Cold in the studio because he doesn't pay the heat bill.
We're both cold in the studio. We don't need it because you just put more clothes on, is what I do.
You don't need to pay the heat bill. You just put on more clothes. That's what Whoopi says.
It's 4 degrees.
If you have a stove, you just turn that on and you put a fan on top
of it.
Yeah,
you get free heat from the stove. Why would you pay the heat bill?
Yeah, just bake cookies
all
the time.
That's what Whoopi says.
If you just bake cookies all the time, you don't have to pay heat bill.
Whoopi's a baker. That's what
and
he
you
does.
Get free
power
you get free
tools.
I think we're at a hotel.
Stays warm and
town.
Gets cookies.
We're at a hotel in that town.
Cookies. How are you, really, cookies?
Oh, I want cookies.
I'm gonna eat a chocolate chip, but it's not
live.
It's not a chocolate chip like you'd put on a cookie. It's a potato chip covered in chocolate.
Enter.
My jammer, don't go.
Sorry, you do not have enough credit for this call.
Oh, damn, we just got called out.
Fucking bitch.
Because
sorry for saying the P-word.
We're so broke in the studio. Absolutely nothing goes to the, you know.
Oh, you ain't got free nights and weekends?
No.
Alright.
Welcome to the show.
Power tools.
Brr. Yeah, breathe into your hands.
Sorry, you do not have enough.
What the fuck do you mean?
Whoa!
Wow.
Let's get out of this town.
Whoopi just swore.
I swear a lot. I just don't do it to people.
Oh.
You know?
Uh-oh.
It's going to be very disappointing if the last part of the show is you do not have enough credits.
I'll just do fingerboarding if that's the case.
Pay with ham sandwiches and tonsil meat.
Tonsils.
I'm going to pay with a ham sandwich on my tonsil meat.
Live.
Thank you for calling the Home 2 Suites by Hilton Bismarck.
Homeless Suites.
Where free Wi-Fi, yeah. Free breakfast, and our roomy suites are waiting for you. For reservations, press 1. For the sales office, press 2. For all other calls, simply stay on the line. Thank you.
Simply.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Home 2 Suites in Bismarck. How can I help you?
Hi, Homeless Suites. I had a problem in my room. I was invited to a great group of guys, and I got there, and it was nice, and there was a great group of guys there. And I said, hey, can my friend come? And then instead of, like, answering me, they just kind of pressed me as to why I wanted to invite my friend to the great group of guys. And I was just wondering, do you think that's normal?
Are you a guest here?
Yeah, I'm a guest here. My name is Jame.
What room are you in?
I'm in my room right now. It's the one that has, like, there's a TV in here and a bed. And I've got my fingerboard. I've been just doing some fingerboarding on the desk after I got back from the little outing I had with the GGOG.
Okay, is everything okay?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, do you think that's normal that, like, you know, they wouldn't let my friend come?
I'm not 100% sure.
Because, like, it's not like we didn't even do anything, like, fancy. We were talking about cars and, you know, Splash Mountain. You ever been on Splash Mountain?
No. Is that at the Mall of America?
No, that's
at the Mall of America?
Disney. It's a Disney
oh, okay.
World.
Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't.
It's
quite
a Disney
been to Disney
World.
Disney World.
Oh.
Have you been to the Mall of America? I haven't been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that. They got that roller coaster in the mall.
Yeah, I used to live in Minneapolis, so I lived there. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think it, I used to think it was, but now that I'm older, I think it might be a little aged and dated.
Have you
ever
done,
is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, so I'm actually really trying lately to get, like, a kickflip to 50-50 grind. Do you have any tips?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, because, like, I've been really practicing. I've got my kickflips to, like, a mostly consistent, like, I can get them, like, I'd say about 70% of the time I can land one and, like, catch it good and everything. But I think my best right now is, like, 12 in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've gotten, like, 12
in
a row.
Yeah, I'm not a skateboarder,
but I
kind of
just
so.
Spam them. Well, so, like, I'm not a skateboarder either. I'm a fingerboarder.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a fingerboarder. We exist.
Nice. Okay.
Yep,
I'm going to let you go
a lot
now.
Of us
have
there.
A good night, okay?
Okay, okay. Well, okay. I'm just...
Yep,
okay.
Bye-bye.
If anybody complains about me fingerboarding, you tell them that you have gave me permission.
Bitch. Rammer jammer, rammer jammer, rammer jammer, rammer jammer, rammer jammer.
Everyone's making the last call. Everyone's making the last call.
If I hold this down, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold us down, buddy. That's nice.
Yeah, there's like a mouth thing I gotta press on.
Yeah, hold us down. It's emotional.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn and Suites, Bismarck Northwest.
I wonder if this one
for a free breakfast. Free
let
Wi-Fi,
you, let you do it.
And our clean and fresh Hampton beds
I'll
are
room.
Waiting for
I'll
you.
Just press zero.
You are being transferred to. You are being transferred to.
Front desk.
Double transfer.
Thank you for calling Hampton Inn & Suites Northwest. This is Lisa. How may I help you?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys had some bleach down there I could borrow.
Some bleach. Well, what do you want to do with bleach?
Well, I need that and maybe like a wet dry vac if you got one of those in the janitor's closet.
I honestly do not know where they would keep their dry vacs or anything. And I don't know if it's in a maintenance office and he locked that up, so.
Oh, okay.
But I can get you some bleach if you want bleach. I can try to get you some of that if we have some in the back room.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need some. My cat is having surgery in the morning, and the vet told us that we had to shave it. And so my wife has been in there holding down that cat, trying to bathe it and shave it.
Why is the vet having you guys do that when that's what they're there for?
Well, I think they said we get a discount if we do it. And, you know, it's it's so much money. You know, and she kind of nicked the cat when she was shaving it, and there's a lot of blood and stuff everywhere, and you know, so we're just trying to get it cleaned up.
Okay, so you're in our hotel right now?
Oh yeah. And,
yeah. What room are you in?
You know, and then we were gonna go to Walmart, try to get a shower curtain for it. You know, because it's kind of tore up the shower curtain a little.
Okay. Do you mind telling me what room you're in?
Oh, well, there's not going to be any kind of fee for it, is it? For the towels and stuff?
No, but...
I mean, it's...
Well, maybe.
But, you know, it kind of got around. Like, it's some in the carpet and some on the mattress and stuff, you know, and...
It's best that you're telling me which room you're in and everything that's going on. That way when housekeeping gets in there and see it, then maybe they'll work with you better. Because if you just hide it and don't say anything, then they'll go after you. Just to give you a heads up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to try to get the bleach. And, you know, there's a lot of hair. There's hair everywhere. You know, and I'm trying to, get that, I thought the wet dry vac would be good because... You know, or the water got out of the shower and just matted my hair everywhere.
Okay, I can check But you'll have to, you still need to let me know what room it is I'm getting, helping you with.
Okay. But you think that they still might charge me?
If they, let's say if you guys, when you check out and you don't say anything, you guys just check out and don't say nothing at all. And when housekeeping goes in there and if they see a mess, then they would definitely go after you for sure. But if you are, since I can tell my manager, since you call and talk to me and you were doing, you did everything to clean it up, then they see that you were trying to help out and take care of the situation. Does that make
sense?
What I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, do you have a cordless phone? Is there any way you could check and see if they have that?
I don't, this is the phone I have.
You can hear that cat. I mean,
I can hear it. Well, why don't you just tell me what room you're in, and I'll call you back and let's know if I have the stuff or not.
I'm in room 8.
Room 8?
Yeah.
Is it 108, 208, 308, 408?
Yeah, 208.
208? Okay. All right, let me go check and I'll call you right back.
All right, thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Bye.
Okay, sorry.
Oh.
That was all right?
GG, buddy.
Good job, good job.
I wish we could hear when she calls the room back and tells them.
We could call back later and I could just say, ask to transfer me to room 108 to talk to
my wife. Call back later and the show's over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Thank you for listening. Oh, the show's over. I'm James. And
oh, James.
The show's over.
But.
Show's over, bitches.
Oh, wait, I've called this one
wait.
Before.
Wait. Bonus calls.
Bonus calls.
Bonus calls. Welcome to the after
Boner
show.
Call.
Welcome
Bonus
to the after
call.
Show, which is still part of the main show. If you're listening,
Boner
you're,
call.
You're still listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. Wappy Wasabi.
Kick flips. We're trying to.
Thank you for calling. Days in
show
bless
listener
you.
Or snappy.
Bismarck. Please listen
show
carefully,
listener.
As there are some new menu options to
show listener.
There.
Show listener. Show listener.
To make a new reservation, please press 1.
Show listener.
Two.
Show listener.
Show listener.
Show listener.
Show listener.
She don't do calls.
Do
show
a
listener.
Fucking call.
This is Days in. This is
snappy.
Marin. How can I help you? Hello.
Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
Hey, is this Days In?
Days In Bismarck, yes.
Yeah, what do we do about him? He's just, you know, he's...
I'm sorry?
He's going crazy. He's like, la, la, la. He's like, he's making noises and stuff. I don't think it's. I don't think he's fooling anybody. Oh, she's gone.
Okay.
Right, whatever. Can't take the heat.
Oh, that's the same number.
That was show listeners' call. Good job. Beautiful work.
Oh, if you're trying to speak, we couldn't hear you. I called these ones like months ago. I recognize this road. I recognize the name. Snappy, 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 snappy.
Snappy, 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 snappy.
Snappy still here?
She's feeding elk antlers to her fucking dogs.
I see the name, but I don't see it light up.
Yeah, I was sorry. Oh. Yeah, she. My dog. Yeah, my dog was. I mean, she's crying at the door, even though she's been outside a lot.
Crying,
Rosen,
wishing she was part of the great group of guys.
Yeah, right. She wants to be included, but she is a dog. A group of dogs. Uh-oh. She work.
Oh, they better pick up. They better pick up this phone.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're doing last calls. Because there's a lot of us, it's a lot of last calls. Oh, okay, they didn't pick up. Those motherfuckers. Well, welcome to the last portion where I swear more. This is the part of the show where it gets serious and I turn the background music down.
Thank you for calling the Underwood Inn. Please listen carefully to the following options. To make a new reservation or to...
Underwear Inn.
Sorry, I can't find that option.
Don't curse,
Thank
Snappy.
You for calling the Underwood
Inn.
Yeah,
that's dirty. It's locker talk.
Pervert. Sorry, yeah. I can't find that option.
What the fuck is this?
Thank you for calling the Underwood Inn. Please listen carefully to the following options. To make a new reservation or check availability, press 1. If you are currently staying with us and need guest support, press 2. To request a cleaning service, press 3. If this is a maintenance emergency, press 4. To speak with management, press 5.
5?
Sorry, I can't find that option.
Thank you for calling the Underwood Inn.
Sorry, I was unable to understand your response. Please try again.
The fuck?
that shit's busted. That's some busted-ass shit.
You busted.
It's busted. Ah, come on, come on, come on. Come on, we need closure tonight. We need closure. I think it's marked as no. We need closure.
Can I go?
Oh, it's Snappy. Snappy goes.
Snappy.
Yeah.
Can I help you? I can just about barely hear you there. Oh, that's sorry. Better. Yeah.
Okay,
okay.
Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a prospective guest. I want to do my research before I make my booking. And I just want to see kind of like what your policy is with regards to wearing pajamas on the common grounds.
There's not much restriction here, ma'am, so...
Yeah. Ooh! Can I wear like my Victoria's Secret, like negligee?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh. All right, all my rompers and my teddies. All right, that's how I express myself.
Yes, ma'am. You feel free to express yourself, so you can wear whatever you want here, ma'am.
I'm gonna let my freak flag fly.
Okay, when are you coming, ma'am?
Probably tomorrow night, but I just want to make sure that you guys are ready to, like, make way for me. Like, have you read Make Way for Ducklings?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Tomorrow is going to be bingo night, so that's the right time for you to come here.
I can make some, is it usually, like, older people?
What do you mean, ma'am?
Like, people who play bingo, is it like old folks, or is it like young people?
Young people, old people, yep.
Like a rainbow of age.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, any age, ma'am.
Yeah. Ah, but I can, like, make friends.
Uh-huh.
Why am I bringing my dog? Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Hello, do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I hear myself.
Now.
Okay. I was asking, may I bring my dog?
Yep, no problem with that.
She's
you
a big dog.
Pet.
She goes, woof.
Yeah,
she's
most
friendly.
Of the customer will like
that. Mm-hmm.
She's fine. Yeah, you can bring her here.
Yeah. She's going to be wearing pajamas, too.
Oh, can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we were matching pajamas.
I'm sure she's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, no, Lulu, no.
Okay, see you tomorrow, Mom.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. She loves me. She's going to be gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous pajama duck. Okay. I think that's the last one, unless someone wants to make a last call. And then we're going to skedaddle.
I would.
You would?
I would.
Okay, Sunset Lodge. Welcome to the end of the show. Wappy, your rogue super file jockey, Wappy Wasabi. Every December 9th, 2025, that's 20 and a quarter. It's 10:39 and 34 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, in the rogue super file jockey, Wappy Studio.
Sunset Lodge is an 8.
So, sorry to bother you. I had a question. Don't know if you could help me out with, please.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, I can.
Can you hear me okay? Okay. I was wondering, is there a, like, limit to the amount of people in the room?
I guess, how many people do you want to put in a room?
Well, is there a limit?
Yeah, I guess there would be. It would be 4.
4 humans? I'm just wondering because I have a humanoid robot and I don't think that should count, but I'm not sure. Like, you wouldn't count that, right? A humanoid robot?
No, we wouldn't.
It's like part human, so I don't know what percentage. Is there like a percentage that you go by of like how much of it is human as opposed to like the other half being mechanical?
I guess that would be 50%.
Okay. That's good. Do you check?
No, you'll have to have your certificate.
It's not like that. There's no certificate.
What's it like?
There's no certificate. It's like 7 inches long.
Well, I guess we'd have to see when you're at.
Sure. What? Can you answer the question?
Could you ask it again?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I just want to hear the question again. I'm kind of confused.
No, that was my question. Like, what are you up to? Are you chilling? Are you going to take a smoke break?
That wasn't your original question. What was it?
I was going to go out back. The question is, do you smoke?
Who is this?
Do you
Who's this?
Who is this?
Greg.
Greg who?
Nog.
What do you need? Anything?
Yes. I was asking the fine gentleman on the phone. And I'll ask you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, please. That was your question you had to ask him? This is... I don't think it's any of your business.
What's your name?
I don't know you.
I'm Greg. It's Greg.
Yeah. Greg. Okay. We're just wondering what you need. What you called for.
Redemption.
I don't... Well...
I was gonna ask...
Yeah. Oh, she hung up.
I don't know why she'd hang up. Just going to ask a question.
It's all normal, and she's abnormal about it. All right. This concludes Wuppy Wasabi every December 9th, 2025. That's 20 and a quarter, if you're keeping track at home. Join us next time. Well, you know... Phone calls. And you can listen on the website. You can join in live on the Mumble. Join the Mumble. All right. We're gonna get the hell out of here. I don't know what my... let me find something. All right. Bye. Bye. Peace. Peace. JuniorRat.com. RogueServer.com.
Thanks for listening to the show. JuniorRat.com, RogueServer.com. Listen to Wasted Memory on Tuesday or Thursday or whenever the fuck he's going to do a show. Listen to Dragomir on the Corn Down on Friday. Listen to Spun Day on Sunday. Listen to all the other shows. Tune in.
Wasted on Thursday.
Wasted on Thursday this week. Tuesday, usually.
Thursday. Usually Tuesday.
Thursdays. Wasted Memory. Does two shows a week now. Congratulations, Wasted Memory. Magically compatible. I open up my arms and out come the doves. Raffy McRaverson emits magical love. I'm surrounded by a twinkling aura. My bedroom's filled.
Good night, have a nice shoe.
Good night. I know a ton of
magic tricks. Bless you, Gazoon Tight. Watch out for your tonsil. Magical. Kidney.
Tonsil.
Tonsils.
It's 7 inches. Magical.
Tonsil sandwich. So magical.
Watch my magic powers as they grow. I can do backflips and taekwondo. And watch this trick. Okay. A triple. Most magical rapper at the discotheque. I swim through the air like water. Whoa. Smell my nuts. It's Estee Lauder. When it comes to magicalness, I'm number one. Rappy McMagical rapper. I'm so magical. I'm so magical. Rapper.
You can tell I'm serious by the way that I park. The big boss hog, chromed out on spinners. The young, slick, smooth, gold crime rap winner. And with my magic tricks, I leave y'all haters stunned. Rapping it magically, rap on the side. I'm so magical.
Good night.